Mindfulness 101, read by Ginny Hayes. Chapter 2, Putting Mindfulness to Work. Strangely enough, mindfulness is a paradox. It is the easiest thing in the world to practice, and it can also be the hardest. For instance, if I asked you to take a look at your right hand and pay close attention to it, you'd be able to do it within a second. You would be able to pick out the different tones and colors in your skin, the blemishes, the marks, the lines on your palms, and their movements, the webbing between your fingers, etc. You would take in every detail without difficulty, and then flex your hand in and out to feel the movement as much as see it, evoking more than one sensory perception. That, in essence, is mindfulness. It can be much harder to recognize than a physical object, like a part of your body, or some item near you in your personal space. Something as simple as noticing your hand can be done easily. Yet try to translate this practice to recognizing the basest of your feelings, like your deepest anger or sorrow. It's not easy. Moving from the emotional to the physical pain, you would have to take in the way your entire body aches after a long workout, or the way your head throbs after a long day at work. And that's not a pleasant prospect. Mindfulness requires that we feel and experience every action, every reaction, and every situation to the fullest, whether it is positive or negative, and anything in between. As human beings, it is rather natural that we want to partake more of the positive and less of the negative. What we fail to realize is that they are interconnected. You cannot have one without the other, and both are vital to the growth of the human mind. Have you ever wondered what you're missing in life? Here's an exercise for you. Close your eyes and describe the person who works closest to you every day. Ask yourself about details. What outfit has this person chosen for today? What personal items are on their desk? What was the first thing they said to you this morning? It's not easy to get those answers correct, because you're wrapped up in you, and not always mindful of what's existing around you. Mindfulness is a skill to be developed, but as we'll shortly see, it's also a way of life.